Saturday is going to be a huge day for us. Jharkhand and Maharashtra election results will be out. It's been a very hard-fought battle in both the states. There have been several exit polls which have been done, but let's focus a little bit more on Maharashtra. I'm joined in a few moments by Pradeep Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of Axis My India. But let's take a look at these exit poll results, which we've now got from Axis My India. And what's being projected, and let's go region by region. In the Konkan region, the NDA projected to be considerably ahead of the Mahavikas Aghadi, with 50% of the vote compared to 33% of the vote, 24 seats compared to 13. Let's move to other regions across the state. This is the Marathwada region that we are now talking about. It's again 30 to 15, the NDA well and truly ahead. So this is a particular poll which seems to be indicating that the NDA considerably ahead of the Mahavikas Aghadi. Let's take a look at Mumbai. The issues, remember, in each of these regions, very, very different. It stretches from the needs of an urban populace in Mumbai, the politics over there, whereas compared to, for example, agrarian distress elsewhere. Again, it's a sweep in a sense, but it's interesting over here that while the NDA is projected to win 22 seats in the MVA, the Mahavikas Aghadi 14, the vote share percentage is 2%, right? The MVA just 2% adrift of the NDA. So we'll talk about that in a little while, but let's take a look at North Maharashtra. That is up next in the Axis My India exit poll. Again, it's a sweep, as you can see, for the NDA in this region. So Vidarbha, again, this is a key area of key battles and face-offs. 39-20 in favor of the NDA, a considerable difference in the vote percentage. And let's take a look at the final area, West Maharashtra, 36-21, a 7% gap in the vote percentage, but again, the NDA coming up on top. So let's now bring it all together, take a look at the Maharashtra exit poll results by Axis My India. It's 48% in terms of a vote percent, more than 10% ahead are the NDA compared to the Mahavikas Aghadi. The others at a significant 15%. And I think that is a question that we'll try to get an answer on the significance potentially of the others, particularly if it does end up being a close election. But this doesn't seem to indicate that that will be the case. Well, let's just go straight across now to Pradeep, who joins us now. A lot of hard work. You must be breathing a sigh of relief now that it's all done. You can only wait and see how right or whether you were accurate at all. Several exit polls have, in fact, predicted a strong performance for the Mahayoti, projecting them to win between 150 to 195 seats. You, of course, have got your own numbers. Others do, however, indicate the possibility of a hung assembly. Now, there have been instances where exit polls have not accurately predicted the final results in one state or the other. Questions have been raised about reliability. It's about credibility at the end of the day. Why do you believe your poll is reliable? Could you give us a sense of how extensive it is and of the nature of the questions which have been asked?
Okay, good. Thank you, Vishnu, for having me here. So let me put forward the methodology as you rightly asked for. Our methodology is very simple, face-to-face, in-person interviews with representative sampling across demography and geography. We have conducted about 35,000 odd interviews across the state of Maharashtra in all 288 assembly constituencies. And we have conducted these interviews in 1,690 village and cities of Maharashtra. And we have traveled across about 32,184 kilometers. So this is our methodology. Now coming to the poll, why we should believe or otherwise, and you are rightly pointed out that very recently, particularly in Haryana election, all exit poll, including our Axis My India, got failed. For that reason, I would say and request all your viewers and you as well, one must see the track record of any product and services before consuming it. So when it comes to Access My India, we have predicted in last 11 years about 77 elections, and we were spot on or accurate in 71 occasions. 6 times we failed to predict the right result.
Sure.
This include recently concluded US election, where we spot on predicted Trump win. There is no tough fight and all that in our poll, which was released in US television channel.
Okay, let's get down to some of the big issues. I think one of the most interesting data points in these elections is the voter turnout, which, as I understand it, has been the highest in Maharashtra in what, 3 decades or so. Are there any inferences that we can draw from a high voter turnout? Does it necessarily mean that people are voting for a change?
That is the old theory, but in recent past, there is no fixed theory that voter turnout is favoring incumbent or otherwise. So there is no fixed theory. But coming to Maharashtra this time, these increased voter turnout are to the extent of 4.5%. It is significant. There is no doubt on to this. And particularly on account of when, see, somebody is hungry, particularly in case of Mahayuti, you have seen how badly they lost Maharashtra, 31 to 17 Lok Sabha seats. And they were very desperate. So they have put forward all their effort first to bring the voters to the polling booth. And this is the, and there are other things at the play when you see the weather conditions, the festivals, the vacations, all this comes in the picture. Now, coming to whether this increased percentage voter turnout, whom it is going to help. So we have seen these, and particularly I am also from Bombay. I have also voted yesterday. So this time, in first, this was the summer in Lok Sabha during the Lok Sabha election. Now it's almost winter, pretty cool or good, at least not cool atmosphere, mm-hmm. the weather condition. And the second thing is that this time Election Commission has made the arrangement in big societies as well. Today's newspaper, if you see, the big headline is that in Mumbai, particularly, in many societies, the voter turnout is as high as 95%, which is unbelievable.
So
I don't believe
5%
is a significant number.
Okay,
so
Pradeep,
all these...
I take your point about the ease of voting, and I think that's absolutely important. The vote of young voters, particularly women voters, it's important now increasingly across the country. And I think it's one of the most wonderful developments in our democracy when we see the greater participation of women. And therefore, you've seen competitive politics and competitive SOPs. So for example, the Ladki Behna scheme, would you suggest that is something which could have, an impact on voter percentage, and something which the Mahayuti will be relying on very heavily, because the Mahavikas Aghadi have also reached out to the woman voter?
Yes, you are absolutely right. In any victory or defeat, there are so many factors or reason for this. In our poll, Ladki Behna Yojana, we also ask voters, whosoever you are likely to vote or voted for, any particular reason. And in reason, Ladki Behna, in the vote among the voters of Mahayuti, Ladli Behna Yojana is scoring the highest number. So that's the precisely one scheme which made sure that whatever last background in Lok Sabha election, BJP has recovered, or the UT has recovered across the state. Now coming to the after women, the second demography, which is very important and pertinent in case of Maharashtra, Dalit, which is across the all regions, and particularly tribals, which is in bulk in particular Vidarbha region, which Dalit plus Adivasi is decisive in case of Vidarbha's output, and which is having the biggest region of the state with 62 seats. So there in my poll, UT has regained 11 percentage points of Dalit votes.
Okay.
Points. Now, I'm not talking the 11%.
Correct.
And 15% of Adivasi votes in comparison to Lok Sabha election, which is a very substantial...
Is that the decider?
Yeah.
Is that the decider?
Yes. It is the decider beyond women.
Beyond women. Okay. Now, next question. How will the vote share between the BJP, the Shiv Sena, the Shinde faction and the NCP within the Mahayuti be distributed? And this is obviously important because, you know, coalition dynamics are going to be absolutely critical after these election results are announced.
Yeah. So now coming to the individual party within the alliance, and we must see, when I say the vote share for a particular party, how many seats they have contested, you know, which is very important in terms of vote share. So BJP contested 149 seats. They are likely to secure about 27% vote share and likely to get between 98 to 107 seats. Shinde Sena likely to get 13% vote share. NCP, Ajit Pawar likely to get 7% and other small party one with contesting three seats, about 1%. So 27, 13, 7. Now coming to the Mahavikas Aghadi, Congress is likely to get about 13% vote share. They contested 101 seats. Shiv Sena UBT, they contested around 95 seats, 12%, and NCP Sarad Pawar, 11%. Here, 101, 95, 85, 5 to 10 seats difference between them. So that's the reason why you see their vote share is about 13, 12, and 11 respectively.
Okay.
So all put together about 37%. Now coming to seat 53 to 58 for Shinde Sena, NCP Ajit Pawar, 25 to 30 seats for Ajit Pawar, Congress 28 to 36 seats, Shiv Sena UBT 26 to 32 seats, 26 to 32, and NCP Sarad Pawar 26 to 30. By and large, they are getting in the range of 25 to 30 seats all three parties.
Okay. I know you aren't predicting a close result in these elections, but what might be the role of independent candidates and smaller parties in the final outcome if indeed it does end up being close? Because both in terms of seats and voter percentage, it's not minor, even in terms of what you are predicting.
Yeah. So in our poll, 6 to 12 independent or a small party are likely to win. Because, you know, when these kind of, you rightly pointed out the vote share difference between the incumbent and challenger here, is too big a size to these independent, for independent generally win in bulk when there is a triangular or the quadrangle contest, which was the case in 14, where all these four major party contest separately. So meaning whosoever secured 26-27% point, they will be the winner.
Okay.
So there it will become much easier for independent to win the race by securing around 25-30% vote. But in a bipolar contest, it is very difficult for any independent or a smaller party to win. But despite of that, Maharashtra is known for that. That is the precisely reason why still 6 to 12 independents or small parties are likely.
You know, we spoke about some factors which could be deciders. The vote of women, for example, is one of them. Is agrarian distress, particularly in some parts of Maharashtra, the continued worries about farmer suicides, in areas where this has been a concern, is that the dominant concern? Is that the dominant?
In our study over a year, suggests that the matter or the issue which impact larger section of the societies will have, you know, in the same ratio the impact when it comes to the vote share or the seat share. Now coming to farmers' issue, yes, there was MSP issue for soya bean particularly, and in cotton Nasik also, area, right. In Jalgaon area, the onion export policy was the issue. But if you see the Maharashtra demography or the geography, about 45% lives in urban area.
Yes.
55% in rural, and that too, how many are depend on this? So you will find that about 15 to 20% of the people may have been affected with this, farm-related or farmer-related issues. But on the other hand, they got significant benefit in terms of direct cash transfer into, you know, in the women of the family.
All right. Well, Pradeep, fantastic stuff. And we look forward to having you once again on Saturday as we go through the election results. We'll certainly keep an eye on these exit poll results and see what finally happens. Thanks very much indeed for being with us.
Thank you so